Realm presents a Dagaz Media production, The Cleansed, Season 2, Episode 1, The Hunters.
Some weeks later.
The journals of Luke Bovansky, September or October, fall. Fall 2052, if the calendar of the refuge is to be trusted. If my mind is to be trusted, too. We left the refuge a while back now. We've survived a scary pigman, made an alliance with strange people called the Dwellers, and avoided screaming death from an airplane. Not bad for a few weeks away from home. We're traveling now, hard, paddling all day downriver, with barely time to set up camp before darkness takes us. The days are getting shorter. Funny, I never really paid attention to the length of days before. But when you're dependent on the light of day to travel and survive, you notice it quite well. Maria and I, well, we're not talking much anymore. I don't think she likes that I've got a new friend, Mark. Mark is one of the Dwellers. The wild people is how I think of them. Mark has been teaching me how to shoot, how to track deer, how to paddle, how to do everything important, really. I was struggling the first day. Sam got so frustrated with me. She got right out of the canoe. But Mark is patient. He taught me the ropes. I don't think Maria liked that. But I mean, come on, it's okay to have a friend, right? That doesn't change the way I feel about Maria. But, you know, I need something different right now. It's nice to spend time with someone who's grown up totally different than us. Someone who knows what it's like to be out there in the woods, you know, hunting and... Hunting. That reminds me. In the depth of night, I can hear coy dogs howl. And that triggers something deep inside me. The feeling of being hunted myself. Of that time when... All those years ago and... It lives in a deep part of me. Part of me that can just barely remember a world that was different. A world of order and rules and wonders that are so hard to imagine now. That when I think of those memories, I don't know which ones are memories and which ones are fantasies. Things like televisions and cars. These dreams are welling up from the time just after that. After the big shock, after... The big upset they now call the breaking. When things went topsy-turvy. When David shot my dad. When we were on the run from the bad guys. When it was winter and we had no way to make ourselves warm. It was that cold, desperate winter. When the only thing I had left to cling to for normalcy was my mom. My mom wasn't perfect, but she was all I had. And that winter took her away from me.
Come on, everyone, come on! We need to reach shelter!
Where are you taking us?
We'll be there soon. Hope this airbase works out better than Bobby's little bungalow.
Mom, I'm cold!
It's okay, Luke, we're almost there.
I'm scared, Mom!
Just come along a little further. The soldiers will protect us.
Mom, did you hear?
It's okay, Luke, they can't hurt us.
Mom, those sounds, they're closer.
Keep walking.
Mom, I'm scared. The bad things, they're closer to us.
For God's sake, Luke, will you just shut up?
Mom!
Mom.
Hey.
Mom.
Hey, Luke.
What?
Luke.
What?
Hey, Luke. Hey now. Relax.
Mark.
It was just a dream, Luke. Just another one of your dreams. Was it the same one?
The wolves.
I heard them again last night. Coy dogs.
We were on the road from Bangor, and just before we reached the refuge.
It's okay, Luke.
It was when my mom got sick, but in the dreams, the wolves and...
The wolves take her down, right.
That's not going to happen, Luke. We're strong and well-armed. These koi dogs are more scared of us than we are of them.
Yeah, but I can't shake the feeling that something bad will happen.
Not right now, it's not. Come on. It's time for your lesson.
Seriously?
Grab your things.
Early morning, campsite along the river.
Okay, so, Luke, hold it tight against your shoulder like this, huh?
Yeah.
It's not going to bite you.
It'll kick back, though.
You'll get used to it. Brace it against your shoulder. It'll absorb the impact.
All right. Okay.
Good. You can hold it straight. Do you know how to load?
I've helped Maria plenty of times, yeah.
This isn't for Maria, this is for you. Let's try loading.
Fine.
Good. So now we'll work on your aim. I set up a series of targets.
When'd you do that?
An hour ago. I can't sleep past dawn.
All right, which one should I go for?
Start with the set of bottles.
All right.
Keep breathing now. Squint down the scope, yeah?
Yeah.
Put the crosshairs on the target.
Okay.
And when you're ready to shoot, start breathing out real slowly. Squeeze the trigger and...
Oh!
Hey, it's okay. It's okay, Luke. We'll shoot some more.
This is a waste of ammo.
Ammo we have. One more shooter we don't. Let's try that next target.
That one's even farther.
So what? The mark is within a quarter of the rifle's range, Luke. You can hit it just as easily as anyone. But because you've never done it before, you get frustrated. How is it that they taught your sister and not you?
Everyone was always too busy on adult things. I was always just dragged along like a stray dog. Never good for anything.
That I don't believe. Hey, look at that.
What? I don't see anything.
On the far bank, just approaching the river.
Oh, a deer.
You flushed it out. If you're careful, you can hit it. Aim about midway between the front and rear legs. You got it?
Yeah.
Same deal. Keep breathing, relax, and slowly squeeze the trigger.
Hey, what's that?
Luke, focus.
What?
It's okay, you're learning.
Hey, there's that sound again.
It's a koi dog. And not a happy one. We should check it out.
Mark?
It's day. They never attack in the day, Luke. Come on.
Elsewhere at the campsite.
John, why are we doing this?
We want to keep water out of the canoe. We're about to enter some very serious rapids.
But Mom told me that they blew up the dam years ago, so the water shouldn't be as high.
It'll be high enough. In the old days, this reached class 5, and all it takes is one canoe taking on water, and we're history.
You think we have enough of this stuff?
If not, we'll head out and look for some abandoned homes. People use tarps for pretty much everything, so they'll be around.
All right.
So you're trying to match the pattern with the boat. We don't want too much to overhang. Then we'll use ropes to strap it down.
Got it.
So, come on. Koi dog.
I'll go look.
No, stay here.
It sounds like he's hurt. That's not normal.
It's not our job to police the animals. Come on, Maria.
I'm going to look. Dad always told me it was the role of the humans to watch over the animals.
Unless you want to eat them for dinner.
We never hunted more than we needed.
I need your help, Maria.
It'll all get done in time, John. Promise.
Yeah. Well, I'll be here. working.
I'll be back soon. Really.
Hey, Mark. Over here.
What's that?
Wait, Luke! Whoa! Oh.
Are you okay?
Oh. Yeah, I kicked it with a branch, not my foot, thank God.
That's a spring trap. And it's not rusted. Which means someone's still trapping in this area.
Trapping koi dogs?
Maybe. Over here.
Hey, there's something there.
Yeah.
Whoa, 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 hey, it's me, Maria. Remember?
Oh, God, sorry.
You gave us a start.
I heard something.
Us too. It's right around here.
Oh, there he is. Poor thing.
Maria, be careful. That's a wild animal.
Is that the one that's been following us?
How should I know, Luke?
It could be. I'm sure they've been following our trail. We leave behind some good treats at the campfire.
He's smaller than I thought he'd be.
That doesn't mean you should get close.
I'll be fine. Okay!
I told you. These koi dogs pack twice their weight and vicious.
I think he's just hurt. Is that right, little buddy? Yeah. Okay. Mark, can I borrow your knife?
Sure. Maria, be careful.
You grab his head, huh? Keep him from biting me?
Maria, seriously?
We can't leave him here. Hey, Luke, give Mark your sweatshirt.
Maria, no, I'm not.
Come on.
Fine. Here.
Okay, now grab him.
Jesus.
All right.
Hey, I'm on your side here. I'm on your side. Okay, Maria, I'm wrangling him.
Okay. Sorry.
Maria.
I'm trying. See? Nothing. He's back to his old self.
He's back to chasing our trail.
It was the right thing to do.
I suppose.
Maria?
Yeah, Luke.
What's wrong with your hand?
Nothing.
What? Maria, no.
It's nothing.
He bit you.
It's just a little scratch. It'll be fine.
We've got to take you to my mom.
Mark!
Right now. Come on.
In the climate-ravaged world of 2072, the city of Piura stands as a miraculous green haven. Piura is a geoengineered paradise that protects its fortunate residents from the global catastrophes of heat domes, fires, floods, and droughts. In a time when the world outside is unsafe, it's vital for Piura's existence that people rally behind the purpose of the city, and Demetria Lopez, head of the city's public relations, tirelessly promotes its idyllic image. But when she stumbles on a dark secret that, if exposed, would be the downfall of Piura's existence, she must decide who and what she's willing to protect. From Wondery, the makers of Academy and Dr. Death, The Last City stars actors Ray Seahorn, Jeannie Tirado, and Maury Sterling. Follow The Last City on the Wondery app or wherever you get your podcasts. You can binge all episodes of The Last City early and ad-free right now by joining Wondery Plus. As a podcast network, our first priority has always been audio and the stories we're able to share with you. But we also sell merch, and organizing that was made both possible and easy with Shopify. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell and grow at every stage of your business, from the launch your online shop stage all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. They have an all-in-one e-commerce platform and in-person POS system, so wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. With the internet's best converting checkout, 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms, Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers. Shopify has allowed us to share something tangible with the podcast community we've built here, selling our beanies, sweatshirts, and mugs to fans of our shows without taking up too much time from all the other work we do to bring you even more great content. And it's not just us. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the US. Shopify is also the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/realm, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/REALM now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/realm.
The city of Corinth.
Hey, Lucien here. Remember me? Right. It was me and the boy Amos, and that guy Paul and his crazy band of believers against the world. Well, maybe not the whole world, just the tainted kind. It had been a few months now, and we were getting deeper into this war with the wolf. Attacks on his men, setting fires in the streets, hiding bombs in buildings. It's funny how something that seems so strange to you at first, so crazy mad and wrong, becomes normal. That's how it became with all the violence. It was for a cause, you know? At least, that's what we were told. Holy fire in Jesus' name, the holy stuff against the bad guys. And my, did we get good at it.
Amos, do you know anything about this place?
It's my old stomping ground. I used to lighten a lot of pockets around here.
And you think we can do this without hurting anybody? I mean, not hurting anyone we don't want to hurt.
I think so. Paul says, well, I'll show you the building. It's not near any apartments.
Good.
Up here.
The streets of Corinth are bleak and wet. Now that Saul the wolf is in power, few people leave their homes. Saul offers luxury foods to those who turn in their neighbors, who report crime talk and discussion of Paul's believers. Those caught by Paul's interceptors are brutalized on live broadcasts, which are projected on the sides of buildings as Saul's men encourage the onlookers to jeer and chant.
Look at this. People moving around like they're about to be sprung on by a cat.
Huh?
They're wound up. I mean, they're all scared, can't you tell?
People are people, Lucien. Come on.
News today! News today! Wolf orders extra caution against outsiders. Outsiders may look and dress like your neighbors. Report strange sightings to your local security post. Your local post from here is 7176 79th Avenue. Your local security officer is Damien Rule.
Damien, that's our guy. Hey, can I get a paper?
Lucien.
Lighten up some pockets, Amos. Hey, what's the word today?
Wolf says attacks are on the rise. Another will happen any day now.
Like that one in the factory, huh? That was bad.
This'll be worse, he says. They're aiming for betas like you and me.
No kidding.
It's all in here. Five notes.
Five notes?
Paper. It's hard to get paper.
Forget it.
Hey, please, man.
Ain't no way that thing's worth five notes. You know how much slag I gotta bust to get these? I'll give you three.
Can't do it. But because I like you, maybe I can do four.
Four notes? It's a ripoff. All right. I'll give you four. One, two, three, four. Praise the wolf.
Praise the wolf.
Thanks, sister. So you know where Lord Damien's office is? I gotta report someone.
Just down there. Third on the left.
Got it. Thanks again, sister.
Praise the wolf.
Praise the wolf.
News today. News today. Wolf warns against trusting outsiders. Outsiders can look like you and me. Do not trust people.
The office of Lord Damien Rule, one of Saul's inner circle. Saul and Damien meet with members of the family, the gang that rules Borderton.
So you understand, my friends. What I'm offering is an alliance of equals. In mutual best interests.
Bloody bugger, it's nothing but a scam.
Quiet, Bridget.
Listen, brother, I know a scam when I see one.
Shut it, I said. As you can see, Saul, the views of the family are divided on this issue.
Of course! Take your time. All we have is time, right, my friends? But surely, you see the necessity. All those ships you have, all that trade. To have it threatened by, a unfriendly warship, well, that'd be bad for business.
Don't threaten us.
Bridget.
I don't threaten. I act. And today, I feel that some good old-fashioned free trade would aid all of us. But tomorrow, you can never tell.
We'll discuss it, Saul.
That's all I ask.
Very well, then. Enjoy this crazy little world you've made for yourself.
It's the new world, Michael. You best believe that.
Yeah. All right. Good night, Saul.
Damien.
Yes, Master.
Follow our new friends around. Be sure they come around to our point of view.
Assuredly.
Report back to me tomorrow.
Outside.
Why are you even dealing with that idiot?
You don't understand, do you, sister?
Are they the Marks?
I don't think so. That's not the guy in the paper. Keep waiting.
You overestimate him. You're the one who wants to do business with him. He's gonna be the death of us. You're out of your mind, Michael, even talking to him. We're mad to have come here.
I know what I'm doing, Bridget. Sometimes you have got to play peacemaker.
Peace, is it? That man is hell in boots.
And you see this, huh? It's a force to be reckoned with. What side of it do you want to be on?
I'm not cowed by some troll with a Napoleon complex, no matter how he talks.
Cowed? You think I'm cowed?
You just
I'm gonna make him move.
And let that
Amos,
guy
no.
walk all
Don't
over.
You understand,
I can make my way in.
Don't you understand how this
Amos.
Works?
You let
the
him
place is
threaten
rigged,
you. I
right?
never let anyone
According to Joe, they wired it most of last week. It's just waiting for me to pull the trigger.
Then be ready, Lucian.
You don't make the call.
Amos!
You
don't Amos!
I don't want to deal with that guy anymore.
All right, sister. We'll forget the issue till we talk to the rest of the family.
Cousins will feel the same as me, I promise you.
Maybe so.
Sir. Oh, kind sir.
Get lost.
I've lost my mom. We were just here getting food, and I was looking at something, and when I turned, she was gone.
She said get lost, son.
I don't want any money. You can help me find the guard. I hear Lord Damien can help.
He's inside, but I don't think he wants to help the likes of you.
Oh. He is? Oh, thank you. Thank you, merciful friends. Just here?
It's your lucky day. Here's your man now.
It's the family.
We're just leaving, Damien. Thanks all for his hospitality.
I beg you to reconsider your departure. Lord Saul has asked for the special opening of the Plaza Hotel restaurant. Surely you remember that. We have steak from the Borderlands and wine from his special reserve.
Yeah, well, we got plans of our own.
Oh, we insist.
Another time.
You spit on the wolf himself?
Nothing personal.
He will devour you!
We bite back.
Now.
Hey, are you our Damien?
Who? What is this?
Some punk kid.
This is for all the Subies you've killed! Holy!
Amos!
Make it happen, Lucian!
What? No, you're too close!
Do it!
Grab him, Bridget!
It hadn't occurred to me until just then how far we'd gone. And now things were too late for fixing. You can't put a bomb back together.
right here! Squeak, Zuby!
Follow me!
Leave him be! He's just a boy!
Isn't the boy part of him who killed in cold blood, is it?
You don't know what's going on here. That was a bad man.
Yeah, kind of bad myself. You gonna kill me too?
If you don't let my boy go, I just might.
Oh, big guy, you gonna shoot me? You think you're faster than my six shooter? Round and round she goes.
I said, let go of him.
Yeah! That was fun. Usually I don't do warning shots, but I'm in a good mood. Next move is yours.
Bridget McLean.
Yes, dear brother.
We got enough folks need killing as is.
I don't see why one more would make a difference.
A 10-year-old?
Oh, 12. All right, live another day, little rat. Just be mindful who's in your company before you pull steel. Family don't like to be trifled with.
Yes, ma'am.
And to aid your memory. Ah!
Amos!
A small token of our promise to you. I'd do more, but then again, I didn't much care for Damien myself.
Amos! Oh, God. Let's get you to Paul.
I'm fine, Lucian. Just fine.
Hey, Damien! What happened to Mark Damien? Let's get out of here. Damien, where'd he go? This is crazy. This is crazy!
At the Riverside campsite, dusk.
I gotta say, I've never felt so domestic.
It's worth it. It really is. So once the fire's going well, it'll cook fast. Flip it once after about 30 minutes, and there we have it, fresh bread.
Probably turn black if you leave it up to me. Back home, we got a cook to do all the work. I haven't cooked since we ran out of things that came in cans.
Little things, Sam. These little things are what make life more than sweat and grizzle.
You're probably right. But even so...
I'll keep working on you. I will.
And I'll teach you how to take down a target at 100 meters.
I'd like that.
Good. Square is square.
Mother!
That's new.
Something's wrong. Mark rarely needs me. What is it?
Look.
Maria!
It's nothing, Mom. Just a little...
What bit you?
Nothing!
A koi dog. She helped a koi dog out of a trap.
Oh, God.
What? It was suffering. You couldn't just leave it.
This is... Well, it is what it is. Mark, what did you hope I could do?
I'm worried about the wasting disease.
Oh.
Do you think she might get it?
Oh, there's nothing I can do about that. The vaccine we used is lost on this earth. We can only clean the wound and pray.
What do you mean?
Rabies, Maria. If the koi dog seemed a little too friendly, it might have had rabies.
She didn't. She was just hurt.
We should kill it.
Mom!
We need to put it out of its misery, Maria, before anyone else gets hurt.
No. Caitlin, please.
Shh. I only wish to clean the wound. If you're infected... Well, let's not think of that. But I agree. If this koi dog is too friendly, it will only lead to more trouble.
Maria. Maria, that's not fair.
You have no heart.
It's not that.
It is that. It's always been that.
Just one step at a time, Maria. Let's see Caitlin clean your wound first. I'll talk to John.
Yeah, sure.
Maria! Maria!
I'll be fine!
Maria! Maria! Hey, Maria, come on. Calm down.
How can she be like that?
That's just how she is, Mar.
Yeah. I should know better.
It might be for the best.
Mark!
Sorry. You're right. We should... Well, do what, exactly? We can't keep her as a pet.
I didn't say that. But... We don't have to hurt her.
No, but we haven't seen the last of them. I think in the old days, dogs were kind of like family. Koi dogs don't know what they want to be. Part of them is wild, part of them wants to curl up by our campfire. That makes them dangerous.
My mom and I had a dog way back when.
Sam had a dog?
No,
really?
No, my real mom.
Your real mom? Who is she?
Yeah, Look, never mind, okay?
It's okay, Luke. Mark's a friend.
I don't need to tell you the whole thing. It's pretty heavy.
You think you carry something too heavy?
You don't even know.
Then tell me. See how my shoulders hold up.
Some other time.
I don't think something that I help is going to do wrong by us. I helped her because it's right. You help things weaker than yourself.
Sounds like a good philosophy. Till you get bit and catch the wasting disease.
There are some risks in being a good person.
You've got to understand where your mom is coming from. She's the same as my dad. She only sees the practical side. Her emotions don't change her decisions.
She doesn't have emotions.
Oh, I think she does. Just no one sees them.
Hey, Maria. Mark, Luke. Well, look at you three. Like the Three Musketeers or something.
The who?
Never mind. Maria, what's wrong?
It's nothing.
Nothing, huh?
You better go talk to Sam.
Will do. If you're looking for something to do, we've got three more canoes to tighten up. You still have an hour before dark.
Yes, John.
Sometimes when I look at you, I see three tough sons of bitches. Other times, I see three kids. All right.
That evening.
That was good, Caitlin. Bread over an open fire. Well done.
I'm amazed you all survived this long the way you eat.
We're practical people. We get all the nutrients we need, don't worry.
Was this really made out of acorns?
The bread? Yes.
I had no idea.
It's a time-honored recipe. Well, most of the native peoples made it. It takes some work to prepare, but all we have is time these days.
Maybe we'll even get a fish to go with it one of these nights. Huh, Luke?
Yeah.
What's that?
Luke will be an ace fisherman. We're starting with shooting first.
We used to come up this way every summer when I was a boy. We had all the fish we could hook. By the time I was in college, it was too crowded. Not crowded anymore.
And not a moment too soon. Salmon, trout, bass, they were all at the brink of extinction until the breaking. Without us, they're starting to heal. But it takes time.
Oh, right. Mean old humans to blame. You were one of those save the whales type back then, weren't you?
I speak only simple truth.
Right. So, Maria, how's your pet? Maria?
I don't want to talk about it.
We should. I understand you took a risk. You need to understand all of us are in this together. If you do something stupid that jeopardizes it for any of us...
I said I don't want to hear about it.
Don't worry. I couldn't find her. The dog's safe.
Just be careful. I know she got hurt, but the dog may come close. I know she's been following our campfires, and now she may be bolder. All right. I guess we'll talk in the morning. We've got some business to take care of. How I wish we could forget our troubles and just live out here. Look at the stars. It's got her worked up.
All right, let's dance! Sam! Maria! Everyone!
Down! Everyone!
What is it?
Person, 12 o'clock.
There's another, around 6.
Keep your eyes peeled before they...
There! There!
Mom! No warning shots tonight, Maria. Where's the other?
He's running!
I would too if I were him. Come on! Hey! Asshole! Drop it! I'm warning you!
Shoot him, not a running man.
You'd be amazed what I'll do.
He's got a canoe.
Easy target.
No.
Maria, he would have killed us.
It's not right.
What do you want to do? Have a tea party?
We can catch him. Come on.
All right, girl. How do you want to do this?
I'll get him.
Maria. Maria. God damn.
Stop. Stop.
Get away.
Stop! Hey, come on! Stop! Stop! Wait, come back!
Maria! Maria!
Mom!
Get the hell to shore!
I can't! The current, it's too strong!
You can too!
I need help!
Stroke!
I can't!
Shut up and swim! Stroke! Stroke, Mar!
I can't! It's too strong!
Maria!
She's not gonna make it! I got her!
Okay, Maria. Okay. We're gonna go over to the other side. Closer! Come on, Maria. Kick! Kick! Kick!
What do you make of this?
It's worn out, but looks like a patch.
Yeah, Uncle Sam's misguided children.
Makes you wonder what Marines are doing this far up the river.
And why they failed at killing us.
Yeah.
You gonna tell them?
Not yet. We need to know more.
Shh. Kids are back.
Come to the fire, girl.
How'd you make out?
We had to cross up river from our portage yesterday.
That must have been 5 miles.
Yes.
Take my seat.
So, where do we start?
I'm sorry, Mom.
Not there. Look, what happened, happened. I think we all learned some things tonight.
This cannot happen again. We were lucky. That stupid dog saved all of us.
I told you.
I'm sorry, Maria. I made a mistake. Is that okay?
Whatever.
Look, you need to bury that chip and focus on what's to come. Tomorrow will be our worst day yet. We have to navigate the crib works in boats that aren't made for the job. We know there are people hunting us. We don't know who they are, how they're tracking us, or how many more may be out there. There's at least one still out there somewhere.
I'm sorry.
Don't be sorry. I'm just stating a fact. The fact is we must act as a team. Because these are only the start of our challenges. And if we don't act together...
Well, then let's talk about shooting people.
Luke?
That's why Maria freaked out, isn't it? She doesn't like shooting everything that moves.
I don't like it either, but what choice do we have?
So that's our plan. Kill or be killed.
If you have a better way, let me know.
I don't like it either. I never have. But our world does not tolerate hesitation. All the pacifists are dead.
Doesn't that sound terrible to you?
Yes.
Yes.
Sure does.
I rest my case then.
We'll talk more in the morning. We now post watch every night, 6 to 12 and 12 to 6. It must be nearly midnight now, so I'll post the first. We'll figure out tomorrow.
Okay.
All right. Night, John.
Good night.
Night.
Crime and punishment. Yes, Saul had taught me much of these things since his rise to glory. We had made many examples of those who had conspired with Paul, or longed for Richard, or talk about John. We had made examples of so many. Not that we relished when this happened. It was a bloody business, but necessary. Necessary because this was a city of hundreds of thousands, and there was only one wolf. One wolf must rule them all, and so they must, on occasion, taste his teeth.
Saul's quarters aboard the USS Citadel.
Enter.
Lord Saul, you summoned me?
I understand you were posted to Sector 18 today.
Yes.
What's that?
Yes, sir.
Good. The fact is established. Soldier, what is your function?
Sir?
When I give you a gun from my own armory, when I train you hands-on to shoot, why do you think I do it?
To defend and protect the chosen, sir.
Defend and protect the chosen. Yes, that seems clear enough.
Yes. Sir.
Do you suppose that defend and protect means to sit on your duff while two maniacs blow our house to kingdom come.
Sorry, Lord.
Sorry is not an excuse. Sorry is not an excuse.
The city is so busy. We track everyone, I swear. I don't know how they got through. These believers look like anyone else. We can't tell the difference until it's too late. Not unless we torture every single person.
And who says you can't? Have you forgotten what it means to be chosen? To be a wolf protecting the sheep? We are entrusted with the flock because we keep them from being eaten. But some other little beastie is helping himself to meals.
Sir.
I know what we'll do. You see, what is your name?
Lawrence.
Lawrence, yes. You see, Lawrence, our sheep, our charge, their faith in us hinges on a simple contract. We protect them, chosen and the unchosen. Do you understand?
Of course.
Good. Then you will understand perfectly what I must do. When blood is spilled, the scales tip out of balance. Our charge's faith in us tips as far as the bombs can blast. And there is only one way to restore the balance, to restore the faith. And that is to spill blood of our own.
Yes.
Good. I thought you'd understand. Zeke?
Yes, Saul?
You recognize this man?
He is the derelict.
Yes. He has confessed to me, Zeke, the most woeful of things. He is a believer.
No!
No!
Yes, 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 yes!
Saul, no, please!
Silence! You understand what must be done, Zeke?
I understand.
Sound the alarm and put it live on TV. I want everyone to see what happens to those who betray their people to the believers.
Yes.
I'll make an announcement afterwards. People must remember that we are the true force. To resist us means to die. To betray us means to die painfully.
Please, Saul! No, Saul!
Still.
Do you know the root of the word sin, Lawrence? I imagine not. It is to come short of the mark. Our mark here is set very, very low. Don't let madmen kill our people. And you failed. But the wolf offers forgiveness, even for sins like yours. All we need is a little blood. Go on, Zeke.
Yes.
No! No! No!
What sweet song. What sweet song.
Hold it, no!
Now, where? Yes, I believe it was the bit with the confessor.
Every 5 minutes, a transplant candidate dies while waiting for a compatible heart, liver, or kidney. Imagine a technology that could provide those life-saving transplant organs for a high price, and imagine what a company would do to monopolize that technology. On a remote island in Lake Superior, a team of geneticists unlocks this holy grail of medicine by reverse engineering the genomes of all mammals, creating an animal with organs perfectly suitable for human transplantation. They envisioned a docile herd animal, but one team member had another, darker vision. This ancestor is anything but docile. The team's work spawns something big, something evil, something very, very hungry. Ancestor is a complete serialized fiction podcast by number one New York Times bestselling novelist Scott Sigler, with all episodes available. Binge the entire story now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
You've been listening to The Cleansed, a Dagaz Media production presented by Realm. Written, directed, and produced by Fred Greenhold. Full cast and crew credits, behind-the-scenes photos, and transcripts at thecleansed.com.